Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, Corey Stewart, who is the chairman of the Prince William County Board of Supervisors and is the Republican candidate for the United States Senate, the seat that the Democrat Tim Kaine holds now, joins us live this morning. Corey, glad to have you here. We had Tim Kaine on yesterday, didn't want to leave you out of the conversation, and I'm glad to have you here on the program.
Great. Thanks a lot, John. I appreciate your time today.
Yeah. A lot was made of your break with President Trump over the federal workers pay raise issue. Where does that stand right now? Why did you think that was a good plan to, you know, buck the president? You've been pretty loyal to him, even when he didn't like you during the last election.
Well, that is true. We've been very close, and I remain very loyal to him. I think he's doing a great job. Once in a while, you're going to have some disagreements. And, you know, when I get up there into the U.S. Senate, I'm going to be representing Virginia first. That's the most important thing. I think the president is doing a great job overall. On this one, I do disagree with him. We've got a lot of federal workers in Virginia, especially in Northern Virginia and in Hampton Roads, who've been the political football during the Obama years. They were tossed around between the Congress and the president. Their wages were frozen for several years. Their benefits were cut. And I just think that it's time to kind of correct all of that. And so I'm urging the president. I'm still hoping that he'll reconsider and lift this pay freeze on federal employees.
Have you had any conversations with specific individuals in the administration?
Well, we have had discussions with them. I'm not going to say with who. Mm-hmm. But I think they understand that federal employees, you know, they get a bad rap. But the truth of the matter is that most of them, we got hundreds of thousands of them in Virginia, are just hardworking people who, you know, really have to go through a lot of tough traffic and work hard. A lot of them are spending a lot more time in the office because of sequestration and other problems inside the federal government, and they've really been jerked around over the last during the Obama years.
I had a couple of people who told me, they're not fans of Republicans in general, if I'm being honest, but they said, "Oh, you Republicans always talk about cutting the budget, but then at election time, when you want federal workers' votes, you try to pretend like you care about them." So, what would you say if folks are accusing you of playing to that voter base in Northern Virginia, the federal worker voter base?
Well, I've been representing a lot of them. You know, right now I represent all of Prince William County. We've got tens of thousands of federal employees in Prince William County. I've grown to know them over the years. A lot of their spouses and family members, you know, work for Prince William County. We've always continuously, regardless of the state of the economy, we've always paid our employees very well, and we've continued to increase their compensation to keep up with inflation and keep up with rising cost of living here in Northern Virginia. I've done that as a county chairman, and I will do that in the U.S. Senate. I think it's very short-sighted to cut compensation year after year and jerk employees around, because eventually they will leave, especially in a low unemployment economy. We've got rising employment, you know, because of the Trump tax cut, the Trump economy. And in the short term, you might save a little bit of money, but in the long term, when people leave, you've got to recruit new employees. You got to train them, and it ends up costing you more than if you had just kept up with their compensation in the first place.
We're talking to Corey Stewart, the Republican candidate for the U.S. Senate seat that's currently held by the Democrat Tim Kaine. He's also the chairman of the Prince William County Board of Supervisors. Let me talk politics about this race with you, and it relates to race, racial relations. Gosh, everybody is all over you in your campaign trying to say that you've hired campaign workers who were overtly racist or at least associate with overt racists. And I think they're trying to make the claim that you have suspect views about race relations and white supremacy. Have you had a problem on the campaign trail beating that back or trying to respond to that? I want to give you an opportunity to say what's on your mind about it.
Well, the great thing about Virginia is people are intelligent, and they can see through that garbage. It's what the liberals do every single time. You've got a conservative, a Republican, who poses a threat to them, is they call us a racist. They called Ronald Reagan a racist. They called President Trump a racist. They call virtually every Republican a racist because they've got nothing else to run on. And all those accusations are absolutely false. And you know, this poll that came out last Friday by the Richmond firm of Poolhouse and Signal, we didn't commission the poll. It's an independent polling organization that came out. It's not connected to my campaign or to Tim's, and it shows that we've actually risen in the polls. We're within 5 points, and I think what that shows is that Virginians see through this garbage, and they're looking for somebody who's going to support the president as the president rebounds this economy. We've got unemployment at a 52-year low. We're rebuilding the military. We are enforcing our nation's immigration laws, and people like that. They want a U.S. senator who will support the president as he does these great things. That's what I'm going to do. Tim Kaine, on the other hand, just is an automatic no to everything that the president proposes.
Real fast, before we go, Tim Kaine told me yesterday he's not voting for Brett Kavanaugh for the Supreme Court.
Of course he's not. Tim Kaine opposes everything that the president proposes. If the president proposes increasing the military budget, Tim Kaine votes against it. If the president wants to cut taxes, Tim Kaine votes against it. Now the president has proposed an eminent legal scholar in Brett Kavanaugh, and of course Tim Kaine is going to vote the party line, and he's going to vote against Brett Kavanaugh, even though Brett Kavanaugh is eminently qualified.
Corey Stewart, the Republican candidate for the U.S. Senate, chairman of the Prince William County Board of Supervisors. I appreciate you joining us on the show and hope we'll have a chance to talk to you and your opponent several times between now and Election Day in November. Thanks very much.
Thanks, John.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.